Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Nisha Samama.
And I'm Jabari Samama, and we're tuned in to Let's Talk About It with the Turners.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. That music is really reflective of the couple that we have with us today. They are golden.
Can we have a little bit more? Can I have a little bit more?
Go for it, sweetie.
Let him say it.
Go for it.
This is beautiful. A little bit more, Chris. Come on. Make me think about being on a beach, maybe. Walking on the beach with some waves. A golden time of day.
There's a time
and
of the day.
It's Frankie Beverly. Right?
What can I say?
Yeah. Come on, right here.
That's the golden time of day.
Okay, all right. I'm good. I just need to hear that. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it.
All righty then. Thank you. I was hoping you weren't singing, but that's okay. That's good. As I was saying, we are celebrating a golden couple today, and we're so happy to have them. That's Dr. Jabari Samama and his beautiful wife, Mrs. Nisha Samama. Now, Dr. Jabari Samama was a former Atlanta City Councilman and president of Georgia Piedmont Technical College. And his wife, Nisha Samama, was a retired counsel. I'm sorry. Is this right? Retired counselor and multicultural coordinator at Padilla School?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Right. And now you're currently commissioner for the Atlanta Urban Design Commission and board member of HEAL, a community health organization. And Dr. Samama is a columnist for Governing Magazine and a senior fellow with eRepublic, a California-based think tank. Welcome, Samamas, to the Couples Cafe. We're so glad to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
Well, I think, let me say this. I think my husband is starstruck. And that's why he's tongue-tied here. He was so excited to.
Yes.
He really is. He was so excited to hear about your love story. And we've had the privilege of being in your presence over the years, Dr. Samama, and your beautiful wife. And really, we count it an honor to have you join us today. And one of the things, one of the responsibilities that we believe that we've been given on this assignment is to share love stories, to bring about those stories that lift up our community in loving ways and to provide examples for our children and for our families that there is a thing out here called black love. There is a thing called a stick-to-itness, and we persevere through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And your life story is a witness to that. So we want to thank you for joining us today to tell us a little bit about how you've made this an enduring love story for just about 50 years. And so that's not a easy thing. And so let's dig right in, Rob. And let's see what the, because we need a little bit of, we may need some guidance.
Well, you know, I look at them as our marriage mentors. I really do that.
Yes.
You know, they're paving the way for us to follow to ensure that we can reach that wonderful golden age that they've reached in their relationship.
Yes.
So tell us right now, you two are very busy people, very involved people in the community. And just so many things you've done. I mean, as I was reading your resumes just a few moments ago, and it's so amazing that even with the time that you spend outside of the home, you've been able to strengthen and bless and provide for the home as a married couple. First of all, you just got to tell us, what's your secret sauce for that?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us on. And I would love it if you would call me Jabari.
All right,
and,
doctor.
No docs, no doctors here today. We go by first names. And we just are thankful for being blessed with 50 years of marriage. And Nisha will do most of the talking, but in terms of the secret sauce, there are a few things I'm thinking about right now. And number one is we never go to bed mad. I mean, no matter, I'm not saying we don't get mad at each other, but we never take it to bed.
That's good.
And I know couples that will get into an argument or get mad about something, and then they won't speak to each other for 2 or 3 days. They take it to bed and they carry it on.
You've been talking to Vic. Wait a minute, because I think you have you been talking to Vicky? I'm just curious.
I admire Vicky, that's for sure. An admirer of
Well, when you gave that example, it just something flashed before my eyes. I was just wondering.
Maybe that's how they got on the show today, honey, so they could tell us the secret
All right.
sauce.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, go on.
We don't take it to never go to bed mad, no matter what happened earlier during the day. We'll work it out.
We're going to work it out.
That's good.
Over time.
That's great.
During that day.
So when our heads hit the pillow, we're going to sleep in peace and love and not be carrying something forward into the next day. I think there's one other thing that I'd like to mention, and then I know Nisha. It's what we're committed to as well, and we're committed obviously to each other, but it's bigger than just being committed to each other. I think you've got to be committed to service, and you got to be committed to the community, and there has to be political and spiritual compatibilities. And so I think one of the reasons why our relationship works is that it's not just about us. Mm-hmm. It's about what we can do together in service. That's a secret sauce.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't think about, struggling together.
Mm-hmm.
Partners in every adventure, partners in every struggle, comrades working together to make the community better, to make the city better, to make the world better.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with him on that. And I think about when we first met in 1974 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I was actually living in Chicago, and we actually met at a conference that I was attending. We had met before, but this is the real meeting. And we kind of interviewed each other. And it
oh,
was,
that's what you were doing.
See, now you know.
but we were at a conference where an evangelist, Tom Skinner, we both did Christian youth work. And we were at a conference. I was at a conference. He was here in Atlanta.
In graduate school.
Atlanta University. And I remember we heard Tom Skinner speak. And then we sat in the lobby of the old Biltmore Hotel. Mm-hmm. And we literally talked for maybe 2 hours just about our values, just about what we believed in,
spiritually,
what we stood for,
politically,
political, mm-hmm. spiritual, emotional, who we were, what our backgrounds were. And it was a feeling of being at home with Jabari during that time. And I think the feeling was mutual. But that was a kind of an intense first engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a very short courtship. And by December of that year, we were married.
Wow.
And it was ordained. It was supposed to be, and we always felt that after that that just getting to know each other. It was like after that conversation about what do you believe in, what's your God, and how do you approach God, and how do you approach religion, mm-hmm. and how do you see the world? And it was such a rich experience.
But I think that goes to the question of having something bigger that you believe in collectively that keeps you together. I can't let Nisha get by. You know, it's interesting. She was interviewing me, and I found out after 50 years I was being interviewed. I wasn't interviewing her. I was trying to impress her.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty convinced that I had the right person, and I was just trying to be acceptable in her eyesight. So I was being interviewed, and she was, I don't know what you would call what I was doing. I think I was just trying to impress her.
So, Mama, hold on just for a moment. We have to go to a break. This is so great and so informative for us, and we'll be right back. So stay with us. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community. We want you to be a part of this and with what we're talking about with the Samamas, our conversation today. Our number is 404-726-1380. Come join us at the Couples Cafe. We'll be right back.
I'm Nisha Samama.
And I'm Jabari Samama, and we're tuned in to Let's Talk About It with the Turners.
All right. The golden time of the day.
And it is.
It just speaks to me, Rob. If you tuned in, you've tuned in now with Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk. WAOK, we are the voice of the community. We want to hear from you. I have to believe, Rob, there are other hopeless romantics out there.
Well, we're talking to two of them right now.
I know I got some company.
Yes.
And so I need to hear from some sister girls. And if you're not in a marriage and you aspire to be, I hope you're taking notes, because the Samamas are, I've been taking notes, and we've been at this a long time.
Yeah.
But this is what I wrote down, Samamas. I love it. You said it's got to be bigger than you. It has to be. That this thing is just not about uniting for the sake of uniting and just having physical desires met. But it's bigger. It's about a community. It's about a people. It's about a culture. Mm-hmm. And then this is what came to me. I got a revelation I want to share, and then I want to see what you think. That the wedding makes the statement. Mm-hmm. And so many, that's your declaration. That's the statement. And so many people are into that opportunity to make a statement to the world. I'm married. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of pictures and all that. But then the real test of that statement has to become a demonstration.
Exactly.
So you got to move from a statement of a relationship to a declaration where you live it out in real time, in real life. And that's when you love in deed and in truth. What you got to say about that, Samamas?
I have to say that does say it. I mean, that says it. And you have that space where you declare that you're going to be together and be partners in this journey. Mm-hmm. And so that's what our wedding meant to us, that we had made a commitment to go on a journey together. It was not some kind of, it was romantic, but it was romantic because it was a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has been so important to us is that we just really like each other.
Yes.
And we really like
That's
being
important.
Together. And we enjoy being together. And we do almost everything together. I mean, we eat together. We play tennis together. We play pickleball together. We do yoga together. We just do things together. We work in campaigns together. We go to meetings together. I mean, it's that partnership.
Yes.
That is that sustained us.
Inseparable and best friends. And if you're not yes. best friends, you shouldn't hook up.
That's
because
right.
you know, all that other stuff is not gonna last. The you know, the passion and the sex and the
you're
this
right.
and the that. It's not gonna last, you know. It'll last for a while, but you know, but it's the friendship, the
That's
deep
right.
spiritual links to right. one another, respect for one another. The kindness and the understanding and the empathy and the desire to hang out with one another more than you want to hang out with the guys or the or the sisters, but wanting to be with each other because the friendship is so rich and so deep. That's what's going to last. And you look at marriages now where there's over 50% chance that it's not gonna last. It's not gonna
yes.
last. 3 years,
right.
5 years, 7 years, and it tells you that we're making poor decisions in terms of our partnership. We've got to take that more seriously because there's too much work to do together, and there's too much pain that comes from separation.
That's beautiful.
You know, there's the five love languages. We always ask the couples this, and it sounds like you guys have all five of them, to be truthful with you, but the five love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts. What would you say would be each other's love language?
Well, I certainly those items that you mentioned would definitely be on the list. But I like to hear my wife verbalize something. I mean, I don't think I'm cute, but I like to hear her say I'm handsome. I like to hear her tell me I still look good. You know, I've been around for 7 decades, and that means something. Those lines in my face and in my head and the way my mouth turns, all of that. I like to hear her say, I still
you
like
still got
the
it going
you,
on, my brother. You still got
you,
it going on.
You still got it going on. And then there's this song that when we used to, and we don't do it as much now, and it just reminds me, now I'm preparing for this interview, that the stuff that we used to do, we still need to keep doing it because we still need it. But when the song, I'm Glad There's You, there was a line where she says, you know, I think about you every time I hear it. And that's that line about that in this world, there's so many overrated pleasures and so many underrated treasures. And yes, you are an underrated treasure. I like hearing that. You
that's
know?
Good. That's good.
Yeah. And for me, Jabari always tells me that I look good to him. He always tells me that. And you know, that's a small thing, but you know, as you get older, and I think you need it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that the language that he has is that he invites me into everything. I mean, if he's got he may be working on a project and that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see the spouse come into whatever the other spouse is doing, but he'll say, I want you to come.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be there with me.
Yes.
And so we are really partners in this kind of inseparable way. And Jabari communicates that is a language of love. I want you by my side in everything that I'm doing, small or large, but whenever he's doing something important, it's always that. And he's a fantastic poet. He's written poems dedicated to me. And even in poems that he doesn't dedicate to me, somewhere we can find those pieces.
You have inspired them. You have inspired them. So every poem is about you.
Oh, that's
about politics. It can be about something deeply spiritual. Every poem is about you because you're inspiration.
You just said something that's really a fulfillment of a scripture that says you create your world with your words. And you've created a wonderful world for your wife by the words that you speak around her, by the words that you say to her. You can give life or death to a circumstance or situation or a relationship, but you're always speaking life. You're always speaking health and strength. You're creating a world, like she said, you're such a wonderful poet. That's words being created to strengthen and empower that relationship. And that's very, very important. You know, somebody asked me something when I was about 20. I think it was about, we were about 20, married for about 20 years. They said, well, do you still love your wife the same as you did when you first met her? And I didn't even have to think about it. I said, absolutely not. Because, you know, I love her more because of the experiences, because of the growth, because of the development, because of the struggles, because of the children, because of the world she created for me, because of the experiences. All those things enhance and empower love. It doesn't keep love stagnant. It causes it to grow and expand. And from that generation is coming all these other things. So it is important. It's important to know that love is growing. And you create that love. You create that growth by what you're saying, by what you're doing. And you're saying by the experiences you all have together.
You know what? I'm thinking, honey, and you, that sounds so good. You're getting more and more brownie points with
Christmas
me.
Is Wednesday.
You really are. You're doing good. Yeah, but what I heard, you know, because I'm getting some takeaways, you know, our takeaways. Mm-hmm. You've not written a poem for me. And I would like a poem. I would like a poem.
Thanks a lot, Jabari. I appreciate you getting me in this fix.
I would like a poem. I don't think you've ever, since the vows, you did the vows. We wrote our own. But you have never written a poem since that day. Am I right, dear?
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're so cute. I love you. There you go.
Let me share something with you both. Let me share something with you both.
Yes.
So our daughters are listening. And so I get a text from, we get a text from both of our daughters.
Uh-huh.
And one says, y'all are both quality time love language people.
Oh, wow.
That's from our oldest. And our youngest daughter says, you are both acts of service and quality time.
Awesome.
That's what our daughter just sent to us just now.
Well, they're writing. They're writing poems as we speak.
I see, right. They got some great DNA. I'm telling you, they're doing great. Look, we got to have another break, and we'll be right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and the Samamas at the Couples Cafe on News and Talk. WAOK, the voice of the community. I'm so excited. I can't even get it all out. We want you to be a part of this. Join us. Our number is 404-726-1380. We'll be back. Samamas, this is just so powerful, so informative. I'm just loving this. I feel like really a newlywed with all this wonderful information. I feel like I'm going to start all over with my wife and what they're giving us. So we just so appreciate you. We want you to repeat, because we were talking while they were the break, Samamas, what your wonderful daughter said, because those two points they made were so profound. What did they say again?
Let me see. My oldest daughter said, y'all are both quality time, love language people.
Mm.
And then our youngest daughter said, you are both acts of service and quality time.
That's beautiful.
It's interesting. I just noticed when she read that the oldest daughter described us as qualities, you know, the in-person qualities of love and language.
Mm-hmm.
And then the youngest daughter described us in action, acts of service and quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Action. So I think it takes both the quality, the values, but also the action on those qualities and values.
And it just means so much to us to hear that from our daughters. I mean, it brings me to tears.
I'm sure.
Just to hear that from our daughters.
Amen.
Because you've been such a wonderful example of that.
Well, you don't always, honey, I think one of the challenges as parents, you don't always know what the takeaways are for our children. We don't always know what that is. We try to, wouldn't you agree, we try to live in such a way that you provide the proper modeling for them, mm-hmm. the way to interact with one another as a couple, as a unit, as a family unit. And you're not always sure of what their takeaways really are. And mm-hmm. I've often said that the true legacy of what we have imparted in our children. We may not see it or experience it, and it may be lived out when we exit this planet. Mm-hmm. You may yes. never see it, but all you know is that you've given them the very best yes. of yes. yourselves, yes. and that and your hopes is that they partook of it and they embodied it and they live it out. So I can see, Nisha, how it brought you to tears, because you don't yes. always know that. And for them to jump in and say, this is exactly what you've modeled, this is exactly what we you've demonstrated to us, it's quite meaningful as a mother. I get that.
Absolutely.
I think it's also the grace that they are extending to us, because they see us with the blemishes. I mean, mm-hmm. they see us mm-hmm. up close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And despite the blemishes and despite the imperfections, there's still the love that we share deeply for each other, and we share yes. for them. And they've given us the grace of seeing us how we really are and still loving us.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Being the blemished human beings that we really are.
Yes.
Because all of these things we're talking about now are aspirational. We don't meet them all the time.
Right.
And in many ways, our marriage, though 50 years on December 14th, is still very young. It's still growing. Mm-hmm. It can go somewhere else. It can be deeper and even richer. And I think they're seeing that and they're acknowledging that. And that's what's touching also.
Yes, that's beautiful. Very beautiful. Listen, we got a question we got want to ask you. What is the advice? And I think you've already given so many powerful nuggets. What is the advice that you, each of you, share? What is your advice to young couples that are embarking upon this journey of ultimately oneness in a marriage?
Well, one of the things that we all we say this within our family is, there's this idea that it's family, God, community, family, but also the idea that this family is such an important unit to us, and our relationship to each other is never, ever put anything above that relationship. Never, ever. Nothing is more precious yes. than each other to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to say that, and you have to remind yourselves of that, and you have to be together, and you have to be in that adventure and acknowledging that at all times. And so the idea is that the most important aspect of life to us right now is what each other brings to each other in making us better, becoming the better people each and every day that we can be to each other.
That's beautiful.
Well, Nisha's very deep. I'm sincerely deep. But I'm going to say something not quite as deep, but I think it's important for young couples. Keep the music going.
Yeah.
Keep listening to the music. Keep dancing.
Yeah.
Keep embracing one another. Keep listening to Body Heat by Quincy Jones and the Stylistics singing You Make Me Feel Brand New, which is our music for our wedding, and the Temptations and Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin and Coltrane and Miles. Yeah. Keep music and laughter and joy and rhythm in your life and in your marriage. And it'll turn out all right in the end, with a little luck from God, with a little blessing from God, from God.
Yes.
We are blessed right now because we just went through our 50th anniversary, and we happen to have our wedding vows. And there's one line in our wedding vows, which we wrote in 1974. It says, "We will hear everything God says, because we are concerned about being the best people we can possibly be." And I think this is wonderful because it reminds us to remind ourselves, to continue to remind ourselves of how meaningful we are.
And take ourselves seriously and take each other seriously. I want to be the best for me, but I also want to be the best for my my wife and my family and my community. We don't have time to shuck and jive. You know, there's too much work to be done.
Yes.
There's too much inequity that we need to confront together. Too much change that needs to be made. Mm-hmm. And if we're thinking about all of these things and focused on it, the love is going to grow and grow and last, because you're comrades in every struggle and in every way.
I'm serious. You guys got a tear running down my cheek right now. This is so powerful. I'm serious. This is great. We have a caller on the line that I think wants to join into this conversation. That's Quincy from Gwinnett. Quincy, are you there?
I am, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, and to the guest. I don't want to be negative, but I've been married for 30 years, right? And I'm listening to y'all. I'm listening very attentively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the narrative that y'all are giving is outdated. This idea that that worked for us, that worked for y'all. We're in a new world. And the reason I'm saying this is because I meet with about 5 or 6 men every Friday, and we talk about life, right? Mm-hmm. And you ask the couple, you know, what is the one thing that you tell young couples? And I no longer tell them love, because I don't think people really know what love is. I think everybody has their own definition. But what I do tell them is, learn to like the person that you are in partnership with. Because what I've learned in my 30 years of marriage, me liking her as a person goes way more further than the thing that we call love. And it could just be my perspective, right? So I just wanted to say that I think we as the older guard need to realize it's a different world. And what worked in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s is not going to work in 2024. And I just think that we need to find a new process in order to relay this information to our young people if we want them to be successful at this thing.
Thank you, Quincy. We appreciate that comment.
You know, if the Samamas want to speak to this, certainly you can. I do have a comment, but I'm going to wait till they chime in.
Well, one of the things that I agree with Quincy, because one of the things that we said early on is one of the things that binds us
mm-hmm. is that you like each other.
That exactly. We like each other.
That's right.
And that we are partners.
That's right.
It's not about all of those things that fade.
Mm-hmm.
We like each other. Mm-hmm. We like being together. We have common interests. We never believed in this opposites attract business. We believe that because we share common values, because we like the person that I sit across the table from and eat dinner almost every night since we've been together. But that's the kind of thing that solidifies a relationship. That respect, that liking, that friendship, that partnership. If those other things fade, but if that partnership can last, then that relationship can last.
Well, I'll just say quickly, because I know Vicky wants to jump in, that, you know, I would be cautious about saying these old-fashioned values are outdated and not relevant anymore. I'd be very cautious when we're looking at the high divorce rates and the kind of abuse that occurs in relationships and the stuff that just doesn't last and destroys families and children. I'd be real careful about being too clear about saying that the old-fashioned stuff doesn't work. I think it does work, and I agree with Misha. We already said that it's not about the romance and the passion and all that stuff that's going to fade. You know, it's about these real deep partnerships in every struggle. So while I agree that the friendship is key, I think that I want to affirm the struggle. It's been a struggle, but it's worked, and I think it worked for us, and I think it can work for young couples today, too.
Hold on to those thoughts, Samamas. We have to go to a break. We'll come back to close out the section when we get back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk. WAK, the voice of the community. Our number is 404-726-1380. Give us a call. We'll be right back. It's like a rainy night in
Canada. All right, you're back with Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We're celebrating the golden time of not just day, but life in the life of Jabari and Nisha Samama, who are celebrating 50 years. Now, Rob, I really believe that if I want to emulate success, I go to success. Because I believe that like begets life.
Absolutely.
And you reproduce after your own kind.
That's right.
So I'm going to go to the Samamas.
Absolutely.
Because I want to know, what did you do? How did you manage it? And how did you keep it alive, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so I want to commend them for their sharing, their love story. Because I totally agree with our caller, Quincy. The beauty, and I say this often when we are introduced, of course, it does depend on the day of the week. And this is a good day. This is a good day.
And I'm going to be as good as I can. And so, Christmas is close.
Yeah, this is a good day. I always love my husband. And my faith challenges me to love and unconditionally. But I don't always like. And he doesn't always like me. But we like each other for the most part, except when certain challenges may present themselves, mm-hmm. called life. But we like each other, and we share a lot of the commonalities of the Samamas. We,
that's right.
We have made a space in our life to laugh, and we mm-hmm. laugh a lot together in probably mm-hmm. places people don't think we should, but we have learned to not take things so seriously and to find right. joy in life, because life can be so serious yes. issues that are around us, surrounding us daily. And I'm very thankful for my faith that you are a constant part, ever present part of my life. And so I'm just honored that the Samamas have shared the secret sauce. And I do hope that our young people, because when you look at the believers now who are mimicking the world more in terms of divorce, mm-hmm. that the church, where's the refuge? Where's the example? Where's the demonstration? Where do you go? I hope that we have provided something for couples yeah. as we celebrate love. And we've had different demonstrations of that love. And today it's called vintage love, stick-to-itness,
that's right.
forbearance. And you hang in there because you realize it's something greater than you. Mm-hmm. So I'm honored to have them.
You guys have been just wonderful. We appreciate you so much. We are waiting for you to get that book out. Have y'all really considered writing a book?
Yes.
50 years and still going.
Yes.
You know, it's just one.
You want to write another one?
Yeah, another one.
But we appreciate you. And we have to have you guys back. I yes. wish we could do an entire show, which we might do one day.
Well, we are thinking about at some point we're going to go out into the community, and so we got to find where they are and they meet us up.
Yes.
And you said you wanted to invite all the couples we've had, and we just have a good time out there, meet us at a certain place. So more news and more information will come later.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing your success, your life, and
your
the vision
love.
And your love. That's right, with us. May you guys have a wonderful
day. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
By the way, we see all that in you all, too. Everything you just said, you know, yes. just to be around the two of you, it's clear that you all exhibit all of these values. And best of luck to you, too. And
absolutely.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And
yes.
everything else.
Same thank to you all, you. Guys. All right. Thank
have
you. Stay safe. Have a wonderful one.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.